No more Yankee, my wanky. The donga need food.
Oh, it's Thursday-ish, the 10th of February. The Red Scare, Johnny Scott, coming back again. Doing the normal life thing. We're in a better place now, and so it feels. But, you know, we'll see how this all, pans out. So, buddy Ted, how was your last week? How was your week today?
I'm guessing you're talking to me. I barely hear you. What a swell kicked off to a fun show. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Are you there, awesome. Scotch?
I'm here. You can't hear me?
Your level is so down. Oh, there's the music. Okay. Welcome to the Red Scare.
Here.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's great.
You know, it's always fun when you're trying to use multiple things to try to do a show.
All right, nobody cares. I mean, fucking, it doesn't matter. Right? What's going on, Scotch? How are you?
Living the dream, living the absolute dream of dealing with people, parents, kids, you know, all that stuff. It's
your parents or other people's parents?
You know, other people's parents. It's interesting dynamic when you help coach a flag football team and trying to work with kids who don't have, I shouldn't say the kids, the parents that don't manage their kids, I guess, is the best way I could put it. Think of practice as perhaps a babysitting opportunity. So it's a different day and age for when we played sports and how coaches talk to us to nowadays where you can't tell little Jimmy to stop pussyfooting around. It's very different.
Can you ask him to stop vagina footing around? Or
no, I don't think you can. I don't think you can say that at all.
How about a non-binary hole footing around? Would that work?
I can try. The problem that I have is that kids, their parents don't manage the kids, right? Like when I wasn't coaching and I was just a parent, I would at least be on the field making sure that my son was paying attention to what the coach was saying, wasn't fucking around, like when they're standing in line and goofing off and doing that shit. Mm-hmm. As a coach, I'm still trying to do that with my son and help coach and manage these other kids by telling them, hey, let's, like, you know, focus up. Let's do that. Oh, you're not going to focus. Let's run. But I've determined that I don't want to be a coach. I'd rather just be a parent, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, let me ask, are you the sole coach? Are you like the head coach? Are you doing it with a, it seems these days it's a group of assholes that do it together and they kind of share different duties.
Yeah. It's I do it with my neighbor because his son's on the team, you know, and his son and my son are best friends. So we did it with baseball. It was a lot easier. Football. So it's me and him, you know, he works the offense. I work the defense. But then again, it's tough because, you know, the league that we're in, you pay like $75, you get like 5 weeks, there's practice. But when you have kids that don't, maybe haven't played before, and you're only able to get a practice one time a week for an hour, not a lot that's happening. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, oddly enough, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I started coaching basketball when I was 13. And even as a child, I considered myself a child up until maybe a couple months ago in my 40s. So even at that tender, dumbass little age of 13, when I was in charge of other people's kids, I thought, what the fuck is this guy who doesn't know shit about basketball telling me about how to teach his son the game? It was always some asshole even when I got older, thought, ah, he's going to take the reins. He's going to let him. But it's the worst. So I'd rather parents use it as an opportunity to get away from their little dipshit for an hour, drop them off, and get the fuck out of there than be some type of helicopter, not only to try to usurp what I'm saying, but to take the reins, as it were. It really upset me. And I realized back then, this is for the fucking birds. You're not getting paid. It's a bunch of added stress for no fucking reason other than the enrichment of little minds. And they would have, they could have gotten this from everybody or anybody. Well, yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that with, you know, you have kids that are there and it's, you know, little Jimmy has absolutely no athletic ability, is just doesn't want to be there, but his parents are making him do something, right? Then you have the other parent who's trying to live their childhood out through their kid. So they're the best, you know, their kid's the best because they were good in something, right? So then you have, you know, then there's like my kid who realizes he's not the best, but just wants to play, just wants to do something, likes the camaraderie, likes to hang out and do it. You know, he focuses on it, he gets into it. But it's not like live or die, you know, by football. By
sure. What's that word they use where it's, you know, a sense of togetherness?
Camaraderie. Is that it?
Yeah. I don't know. It sure is, Scotch. So that's what's going on in your personal life. Is there anything else you have to talk about on this holy fuck of a hot day in February?
Is it hot out there? I mean, yeah, we can get to that. I mean, shit.
I don't want to talk about the weather, but I just can't fucking believe it. I don't want to. Talk about the weather. Don't want to talk about sports.
I'm not gonna well, actually I'm gonna bring up sports, but not in the sense that you're thinking. It's okay. More of so my wife does not watch football. It's not her thing. She just wasn't raised around it. Obviously the big game is coming up on Sunday, and she only wants to watch it for the halftime show.
That shit is gonna, I gotta tell you, every year the halftime show is an excuse for me to smoke, go to the bathroom, maybe get another beverage. Couldn't care less. Every other year but this year. I cannot fucking wait. I'm not the biggest Kendrick Lamar fan, but everybody else, holy shit. And I have some insider information that I cannot divulge or I'll get fired, that there are going to be some fun surprises. Oh, I can't wait. Dr. Dre, Snoop, and you'll be very proud of me, speaking of which, because speaking of Dr. Dre and Snoop, I saw Ice Cube this last Sunday. He performed. Where did he perform, Scotch? Is that what you were going to ask me?
No, I was going to ask in regards, because of who's at the halftime show, is like, why is Ice Cube not part of this? Or is he a special surprise thing that's going to walk out? You know what I mean? Like, is there that possibility?
I would imagine there's a huge possibility.
One would think, imagine, right?
I don't know. But I already saw Ice Cube on Sunday because I went to NASCAR. First time ever.
Oh, that was at the Coliseum, right?
Clash at the Coliseum. I was there.
How was that?
Well, Scotch, I dreaded every second leading up to it. I have anxiety just waking up and simply going to work. And so you can imagine my flutterbug was on a high alert on Sunday because I was just anticipating having a terrible time.
Yeah, yeah, I don't take you for a NASCAR fan.
Well, my lady loves it. It was one of her Christmas gifts. And so now I got to make good on that. And holy fuck, it was fun. I couldn't believe it.
Loud,
the
right?
Smell, the sounds. So they give you earplugs so you don't blow out your fucking ears. It was great. I had a good time. And the best part about it is I didn't know I got such good tickets because we weren't sitting amongst really anybody. I got like club level seats. So we went up in, it was at the Coliseum. So we went up into the club level where it was like air conditioned, nice, no waiting in line for drinks. And they have this
VIP.
VIP, first row of the club level. I look up, Dave Roberts is behind me. Brandon Marshall, ex-Bears, behind me. Dave Roberts from the Dodgers. I'm like, I got better seats than you assholes? It's crazy. Ha! They have this wine shop. So I bought these poor people. I don't know how. There was one good brand of wine that I recognized. And I thought, if they give it to me for a good price, I'm going to buy that shit. I'm just going to get myself a bottle of fucking champagne, sit here and watch NASCAR. She's got a Miller Lite. I'm living the good life. So I say how much, and she's going through her computer. Nobody at the wine shop in the Coliseum knows one fucking thing about wine. So she's looking through. She's like, I don't know. $35 sound good. I said, I'll take it. Should have been like $100.
Sounds great.
So we get to our seats. I got myself a full carafe of sparkling wine, put it down, but it's this bulbous little bulb.
Right.
It spills. And I think, oh shit. I spilled maybe like a cup or two. And I thought, well, that's not going to work for me. I'll just go get another bottle because she said they were going to close soon.
And at $35, you can't pass that up.
At $35, I'm already in two bottles for less than the price of one. Normally should have been. So I go back, and I guess because I tipped them cash, she said, oh, don't worry about it. I said, I spilled my bottle. What a schmuck. I'll take another one. Pull my card out. She's like, it's on us. Oh my God. Natalie, I love you. Gave her some more cash, and it was a day. And the weird thing is, I'm used to, when my lady's watching NASCAR, I guess in my mind, she's there all day, all night, watching these fucking things go round and round in the left turn all day. So in my mind, I thought, I'm going to be here all fucking day. It started at 3:30. I figured I'll be there till 9:10.
It's about the time. It's about the length of a football game, you know, right? About 3 hours, 2.5.
It started at 3 something. We were out of there when the sun was still up. I thought, this is the best fucking day ever. Two bottles in and out, VIP treatment. I'm going to do this again. I don't know how often they come to the Coliseum, but that's the way to go.
Well, that's the one of the things I was going to look up, because I know they kind of redid that there. And I was wondering if it's going to be a permanent stop for NASCAR, because it is what they call a short track, right? Like Bristol, if you will. You know, it's not about like Talladega, where it's all drafting and aerodynamics. It's about your car could literally be busted to shit and you can still win, because it's all about just going around real quick in that area. Usually a lot of good wrecks, or at least right. Smash and go.
Well, my understanding of it, that is probably the shortest track ever, because the moment that they're turning out, there's no straightaway, they're turning again.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's like I said, it looks like it's probably a little smaller than Bristol, which Bristol is like the smallest track in the circuit. Same thing. There's no really, they're not getting up to full speed of these cars.
No,
there's no way. There's no way. But I was going to try to watch that, and I obviously forgot that it was on, but I'm glad I have some insider info, because it looked like it was going to be cool. And at least you had a good time. So, hey, look at you turning into
it. Yeah. And Ice Cube performed at, Ice Cube performed at halftime. So what's wrong with that? Yeah.
That's it was awesome. Interesting.
Yeah. I went crazy. I was up, people were looking at me like, sit down, boy, or whatever they would have said in their hick kind of lingo. The odd, I don't know much about these drivers, but apparently there are a lot of fans of Brandon at these NASCAR games. These guys are really cheering Brandon on.
Oh, saying let's go Brandon the whole time?
Shirts all over the place. I'm walking by all these people with in support of Brandon. He must be a good guy.
Yeah, oh, he's the best. he's the best out there. Top. Yeah, I think he's. I don't even know who he is. He's just one. He's just another dude in a car. Not a big name, but now he is, obviously. I mean, his merch is probably the best in the in his industry. Everybody with his name on it.
What industry is that?
Well, in NASCAR, as far as, you know, like, oh, you could get a Rusty Wallace t-shirt. No, I'll take the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Oh, you're a fan of Brand. You don't even know Brandon's last name. You're just a fan of Brandon. Let me get a Let's Go Brandon koozie, bumper sticker, wife collar, everything.
Yeah, he's developed a lot of support in a very short time. Good for him.
Good for him doing it. His marketing's on point. But it's funny because just to bounce back on the halftime show real quick, I would love to see. And I told my wife this, that, you know, you have Snoop and you have Dre. It'd be awesome if Ice Cube can make an appearance. But, you know, is it possible that you could get MC Ren? I mean, he's still alive, right?
MC Ren's alive. Yella. I never understood why they would. I never understood why they would put an A on Yella. It just sounds like DJ Yella. Such a hick move. But DJ Yella, I guess. They call him Yella because he's a light-skinned black guy.
Oh, that's not fair.
I don't know. But yeah, I couldn't care less if MC Ren showed up.
What about Arabian Prince?
If KD showed up, you know, those guys.
We know one person that is not going to show up for sure. There's one that we can guarantee will not be there.
I'm guessing Eazy-E.
Maybe.
Hologram Eazy-E.
Oh, this would be awesome. They could get that company that does the hologram, the portal company that does the holograms, and have Eazy-E show up on stage with them, and they can throw, you know, some Straight out of Compton just real quick on the stage during halftime as a surprise little industry. Maybe Eminem takes Eazy-E's part. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good game, too. I'm looking forward to this.
Mary J. Blige is supposed to be there or something? I don't know.
Oh, I love Mary J. Blige. I love Mary J.'s thighs. Holy shit, I love that woman. One woman that just keeps on getting better and better with age. I didn't find her very attractive when I was a kid. Now, I'm like, holy shit, Mary. Jeez, divorce has done you good.
Yeah, she's just doing it, right?
Ooh, we saw her at the Forum a couple years ago. Holy crap, she looked good.
See, I couldn't even tell you one song she did. Well, my wife could. Absolutely.
Blasphemy. Dude. Blasphemy.
What am I supposed to... At least I'm honest. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
You're not into Mary J. Blige. I get it.
I mean, I might be. I just couldn't tell you a song that she did. Hip-hop all sounds the same to me. It's like what people say about country music, right? Oh, it all sounds the same. It's just all people losing their dog and their truck and their wife. You know, it's the same thing. I just was never into hip hop. Maybe if I was a better dancer, I'd probably be into it, but I'm not. I got no moves.
I consider Mary J. Blige a R&B singer, but that's cool.
Is she not considered hip hop?
She was, her moniker used to be, I haven't heard anybody say this in fucking forever, but she was the queen of hip hop soul, whatever that means, which means
I didn't realize that she's over 50.
She's an old broad.
Wow, maybe I need to get some let's go check out some Mary J. Blige, get hip to this whole halftime show so I can sing along with my wife and just really live it up.
If you want to make your wife happy, you get you tune into an album called My Life. Oh My. It should have been called Oh My, because that's what you're going to say when you listen to My Life. Oh boy. What a treat that will be for you.
It will be. So I think I'm going to go check out an open mic tonight at this new comedy club that's here. Going to go see what kind of talent is in the neighborhood.
Oh yeah, that's, it's Joe Rogan opening for Neil Young.
That'd be fucking. I would pay to see that. I would pay to see that.
Why? Who's funny. There? What gets you out of the house? It didn't seem like you get out of the house often.
I don't, but you know, well, usually Thursdays, me and my brother-in-law, that's like when we play guitar and jam and do that shit. But I want to go check out the open mic night and see what's, I mean, it's $5 to get in, right? And it's like 5 minutes away from my house. So why not? Instead of drinking and playing guitar, I'll drink and go check out some new open micers, you know, to see what it is. And maybe one of these days I'll dip my toe in the proverbial water.
You're thinking about getting up on stage?
And doing, I've always wanted to. I've written shit down for years, but it's always been that that stage fright issue. The same thing with music, I guess, you know. But
I'm with you, Scotch. You know, it's the one thing that I haven't tried that I've always wanted to do. I don't know. For some reason, that fucking scares me. I don't know why. It shouldn't. I'm basically doing stand-up every night, fucking waiting tables. Regurgitating the same fucking jokes. That people go like, oh my God, what'd you say? You know? It's unbelievable. So, I mean, I'm doing like individual stand-up all night long. Even though I probably should be taking it more seriously, but whatever.
No, you got to do you. I told my wife, she's like, well, how come you've never done it? And I go, because it's like one of those things like shooting pool for me where, or even playing darts where you have some drinks and you get into this zone and you're fucking killing it. Then you have another drink and everything's shitty after that goes downhill. Yeah. So it's finding that sweet spot.
I would say if you're going to do that, get yourself a tight 5 minutes and don't drink.
No, there's no fucking way. Would never happen. would try never.
Would you don't want to be happen. Dependent on that.
No, it's not necessarily dependent on it. It's more of, because here's how my jokes have always gone and all the skits that I've done and recorded, a lot of even the songs that I've done, it's all been ad lib, right? I get into the moment right then and I'm fucking quick fire, labeling off, shit's flowing, going great. I struggle more when I am completely sober than I do, you know, it's I need those couple of drinks to settle the mind, right? If it, you know, because if not, then my mind is racing. So it's that's what I'm saying, the couple of drinks to slow it down, because you know what? Pot doesn't do it anymore for me. I can't, that has no effect on me whatsoever. So
I understand what you're saying, but it does also sound like you're the type of man that has what's known as a little bit of a drinking problem.
No, I don't have a problem with alcohol at all. Yeah, that's what they, isn't that what they classify alcoholism as a person who has a problem with alcohol? Or a drinking problem? I don't have any problem. You know,
I think that's the actual clinical definition.
Probably. I'm no doctor, but I watch one on TV.
Well, I think you should try it. Maybe it'll give me the balls to go do it.
Yeah, well, you will see. And that's why, like I said, I'm going tonight. I want to see what kind of audiences. I want to get a feel of the I'm not just going to sign up and go to a venue I've never been to. I want to go in, see how it looks, how it functions, how it's set up.
You want to get familiar with your surroundings, get a little more comfortable, a
little recon,
quell your anxiety, and then see if it's for lack of other amicable for your personality.
Yeah, I mean, it's 21 and over, so that pretty much allows me to say and do what I want. But you know, it's also a 5 minute open mic, right? So I you know, just tell my wife and I'll do, I could be amazing for 5 minutes. That's awesome. The biggest fear would be like, you're amazing for 5 minutes and like, hey, you want to come back on Saturday and do a 30 minute set or a 15 minute. And I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe. Well,
you'd be surprised how long 5 minutes is. That's a, I mean, it could be a lot of material.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what comedians always say is, and you know, I'm just going by what I obviously have no firsthand account on this, but you know, I'm a huge follower of comedy because we're so funny, Scotch. And they always say, you know, they learn what they're supposed to do once they get on stage. You know, it's all about putting the time in. So you could have an idea. I imagine you could have an idea of how this is going to go. And then you get up there and you think, holy fuck.
Audience isn't reacting to any of this shit.
Or they might be reacting to the craziest shit you didn't even expect.
Right. That's the thing, is you definitely have to be able to adjust by reading the audience on stage, right? You can come up there with your whole, these are the this is my skit, my plan. This is how this is going to roll. But if you see other comics kind of, you know, and maybe in that same line of humor, and the audience is kind of, you know, not responding, like, oh, okay, I gotta take it this route, you know, or I gotta take it this route. I guess that's where hopefully the ad-libbing comes in handy, right? Not prepared. This is not working. We'll check this out. See what happens, you know. Fuck. YOLO, as the youth of today or yesterday say. YOLO. I'd hate to not do it and regret not ever doing it. So what's going on in your life? What is there anything exciting happening with you?
No.
LA's still there. You guys are losing your mask mandate soon, right? I mean, that's cool.
I don't know. It seems like, you know, people are over it as it is. Nobody's really giving a shit. So mandate, no mandate. People are doing whatever the fuck they want.
Who gives a shit?
And it's so weird because after all this, like, divisiveness, especially political, how this whole thing got politicized, masks got politicized. Now you have people that were touting mask with the wearing a mask, like the liberals, you know, were. Now those same people are like, fuck masks, they don't even work. I thought, okay, whatever, what the fuck, you know. What's that bitch's name from the CDC, Rochelle Walensky? You know, she says this, she says that. This is the data we have now, so do this. And now they're wavering. It's all over the place. So, you know, I like
a blah, blah, blah.
I've got a bunch of K95 masks. I wear them, I use them, I believe in them. Might as well give myself a level of protection. Look, does it feel as good? No, it's the modern day condom, Scotch. Do you want to have a kid? No. Do you want to get intubated? No. Okay, I could do this for a minute. It's not as good breathing fresh air, but I could withstand it for a little while. I wear a mask all night long, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, I think I think it was, I mean, I don't know, here it's always been, fucking, you're not going to tell me what to do. And I mean, we wore masks just because, if anything, I was just trying to show my son, because we're trying to encourage him to wear his mask at school, because that's where everything seems to come from these days, whether it's COVID or flu. So, you know, doing that, like, hey, I'll wear masks, da, da, da. But it was like, it was weird in California, because I know they had a lot of indoor mask mandates, but then it was the whole thing about the Super Bowl, right? Like, oh, the Super Bowl's there. How are they going to mandate masks inside the Super Bowl at all time? And then it just seemed like, right. So they're like, oh, we better just
get
rid of the mask mandate.
Look, I was at SoFi. We had to show proof of vaccination.
Oh, you had to show your papers?
We had to show our papers. We had to show my little patch on my arm. And they stamped my hand Judah. And we went in. They say, wear your mask at all times. Once you're in there, you're at your seats, you're walking around, nobody gave a shit. They're cops all over
the place. Fuck you.
They're not they're not mandating anything. They're not telling people to put their mask on. Same thing at the Brandon support rally. We were the only people that were wearing masks the whole time. I get to my seats and people are looking at me like, fucking mask, motherfucker. And I want to tell them, I'm like, look, I'm not for masks. I am not for getting whatever you're coughing out of your stupid face. That's what I'm for, not catching that. And you know what I was thinking, Scotch? It's a correlation here. And I thought this is a point that people on my side of the coin really don't express, which is nobody's for masks, just like nobody's for abortion. This is what I wanted to say about this, Scotch. These people that are pro-choice, I am definitely pro-choice. But being pro-choice is not saying, let's go abortion. Nobody wants to fucking go through that. Nobody wants to do that. It is it's a necessity that sometimes is just unavoidable. I don't want to fuck up my life because I made a mistake. And it's the same thing for masks. I am not masks, man. Gotta love them. I'm like masks, man. Because I gotta, you know, that's it. Let's settle it down. Let's call it what it is. And let's be reasonable. Now we've had this divide with these masks, and it's almost like the divide that's been going on with abortion since before Roe v. Wade. Nobody's for abortion. My mom wanted to abort me. Okay. She was
seems like a missed opportunity.
Exactly. I'm glad she did not. And then there are other days I wish she had. The thing is, I am not for it. Nobody's like, oh yeah, hangers up the hole. Let's go. It's a terrible process. I've been with a number of girls that have had abortions. It's terrible. It's no fun. And nobody wants to go through it. Yet, you look at your life, you assess, you see where you're at right now, and you say, look, I can't do this right now. I fucked up, and science has given me a way to get out of it. Let's reverse. And so, get yourself a little puke bucket, get yourself to the clinic, and it's a done deal most of the time. But nobody's for this. Nobody should be an advocate for abortion. We need to be very clear, especially people that with my sensibilities, that this isn't something we're ride or die for. It's just something that gives us an out to keep our lives on track the way we want it. And it doesn't hurt anybody. And we shouldn't be for it. We should be for the access to it. And that's what I wanted to get across, because that's what's going on with masks. Masks are an absolute necessity that science has given us to prevent us from getting sick over stupid shit. Thank you and good night.
Well done. Well, yes, that's very, very good. That's perfect. Thank you. I'm glad to see that you've decided to lay that out there, because here's where I stand on all of it, right? Is that it's not even for me. I hate the right and left side of it. Like I've really in this last year have just really tried to move more towards the center, because I feel like the right and left, as you know, as we used to say, your side, my side, it's all gone to shit. Like it probably has for a while. Maybe I'm just realizing it, but I want to get back to the point in, look, you want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask? You suffer with the consequences. Does that mean that because I don't wear a mask, I should have the right to tell you that you're a piece of shit because you're not wearing a mask and vice, or that you are, and vice versa?
I got to tell you, in this instance, yes, because
you're wearing a mask.
Other than the abortion, correlation, that affects my health. the chances of me catching something, even if I amass up and you standing there without it, goes up. It's not fair. You have, it's not fair that other people have a say in the course of health for other people. That's not right. Now, if everybody was some type of like a bubble boy and you could go out and then you could choose mask or no mask, it has no effect on anybody else, no effects on the flow of air that could be inhalated by anybody else, fine. But that does affect people. And you're saying, fuck you, I'm going to take your life into my hands by not doing this simple thing.
I don't know. See, I just don't know if that, because that, to me, that becomes a slippery slope, right? As far as then what do we, is the next we start banning cigarettes altogether across the country because of secondhand smoke and the potentials of it killing? Yeah.
You know what? So yes, they've been doing that already.
I know there's I know there's certain counties and cities that it's, you know, you can't smoke, not even outside. In your house. Not even in your house, because just because you're in your house, it can still creep out. But then,
and you know what? I agree with it. As a lifelong smoker, I'm into it. I don't think my secondhand smoke needs to be inhalated by anybody else but me. It's an imposition. You don't need to impose your shit on anybody, especially if their health risks involved. It's not fair. It's not nice. And it's not the right or decent thing to do. So if you could prevent that, you should. You have an obligation to.
Then alcohol's next, because you can't. There's no way to prevent somebody from drinking and driving. You can arrest them, of sure. Well, after that happens,
exactly. But that's the thing. Like it's another instance. Yeah, but that's also kind of universally frowned upon. There's no side of the aisle on that argument where it's like drinking and driving, bro. You know, I don't know,
but a lot of people still do it, is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think anybody, even as a smoker, I don't agree with you know, secondhand smoke. It sucks. I mean, I just happen to smoke, and you know, that's, I think it's becoming, the smokers are becoming more of the lepers of now, right? Like when you stand around people and you light up a cigarette, or not, you know, because I'm very self-conscious, right? When I smoke, I try to keep that to myself. You know, I don't smoke in the car with my kids. When my kids are outside, I walk away. You know, I'm not like just puffing up in front of them. You know, when, you know, there's like swap meets and or festivals that you go to, and people just light a cigarette and walk, you know, amongst the people. Never been one of those people. I will walk to a designated area where they've set aside for smokers, or to an area that is away from everyone. It's hard to mandate that, right? Like, you're going to tell, there's too many people that you're going to tell, oh, you're going to have to wear. How do you mandate that? There's mask mandates. If you're out in public, and then what? You start getting tickets, arrested, or how does that work?
You don't get arrested for smoking, but you do get a ticket.
No, I'm talking about for masks. Like if we were to make this, because it is such an effect on your life. If I'm not wearing a mask and you are, you still have that potential, but no one, you know, so what are the consequences? How do you enforce that in a nationwide area? Sure, you could do mask mandates for businesses and all this stuff, but out in the general public, what is this, just tickets? Bro, or drop it like
realistically, you can't. I mean, you just have to hope that people that like the smoking, the campaigns against smoking, there was such a tidal wave of negative ads for smoking over the last 30 years that people have really declined in smoking. That's why they went after kids with the goddamn vapes. I mean, but it's going to take a lot of people going, maybe I shouldn't do that. You know, it's personal choices. You have to, at some point, people have to have all the information and hopefully just do the right thing and be like, look, I'm not going to impose my shit on other people. That's it.
Yeah, it's,
if you want to smoke, go over there in your fucking smoke corner. That's what you get.
Absolutely.
If you want to potentially be a carrier of some deadly disease and walk around and spread that virus and not even attempt to cover it up, go over there in your fucking corner. They used to call it Australia. So.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting to me because, you know, it's the one thing that when all this shit started, you know, my wife was big on, we wore masks, but she was also big on the sanitizer, right? It was hand sanitizer everywhere because just because you're not coughing, you know, because remember back when it first came out as it can live on cardboard for 7 days, yeah. It can live, you know, so sanitizing, it's like
boxes.
Everybody's wearing their masks, but then no one's fucking sanitizing their hands. So, you know, they're in their car, they cough on their hands, they get out to go inside 7-Eleven, but they got their mask on, they grab the door, they go and grab, you know, whatever they want. So in my mind, you're never going to be able to stop whatever is coming. Is hopefully the
that's one of the things, Scott,
what they say they're going to do.
Well, one of the things about being completely fucking neurotic and being that way for my whole life, I haven't touched a doorknob even in my own house. I don't really do it. I cover them up. I sanitize everything at the whole time. I got these little hooks that I grab doors in public, and then, you know, always in the bathroom. If there's a bathroom and it's just one of those fucking blowers, I'm finding a way not to touch that goddamn handle. But it's just the way it's always been. So these type of things don't really
you're naturally doing it, right? You're naturally,
I've been doing this my whole life. I've been avoiding touching things just because I'm fucking fixated on I don't even want to get into it.
See, it's weird because me as doing construction and being a plumber and dealing with fucking people's toilets in their house and pulling them out and getting that wax ring out, and you know, there's the shithole where it all goes, you know, it's like You get used to, like, where things don't bother you as much, right? Like somebody throws up, you're like, whatever. And then there's people who just make the sound, and then all of a sudden another person is getting ready to throw up, and you know, someone sees the sight of shit, they lose their cookies, and it's
I'm telling you, you know me as Jewish, but I'm really like part Jewish, part squeamish. I got the softest stomach for this type of stuff. Yuck. Yuck.
I mean, I don't know. People are fucking don't give a shit about each other. And I think it's more and more, right? No one gives a shit about the other person as we go. I'm sure it's always been there, but it just seems maybe I just notice it more now, but they don't care. So to get everybody to wear a mask, not going to happen, but you know, just the only thing you can do is wear your mask and use your sanitizer and try to keep yourself safe out there. It's the only way you're not going to get pregnant at 40. If no one can see your face.
Bears.